The Obama administration recently endorsed a Bush administration decision and kept the gray wolf in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota off the lists of endangered and threatened species. So the wildlife groups have again gone to court to halt the delisting. Howard Goldman is with the Humane Society of the United States. He says the wolf is not fully recovered in the U.S., even though it's doing well in the three Midwest states.
The number of wolves has declined significantly across the country. In fact, it's been extirpated from the vast majority of its original range. So the issue isn't really Wisconsin or Michigan or Minnesota. It's the national state of the wolf population.
Goldman says there are many non-lethal ways of keeping problem wolves from killing pets and livestock, such as use of guard dogs, fencing, and flags. But the move back to court disappoints the Wisconsin DNR. Spokesman Adam Collins.
It's clear that the wolf population has recovered in the region, and we need the ability to implement our wolf management plan to address the issue of wolf depredation.
The latest DNR estimates on Wisconsin's gray wolf population suggest there's been a sizable growth in that population since last year. The latest analysis shows between 626 and 662 wolves in the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.